Don't be gross, that's the name of the show. Need dating advice, this is the place to go. Relationships are hard, but do not fear.
Take some advice
from a couple of queers.
Just take some advice from a couple of queers.
What are we?
What is this?
Who's your crush?
Are we friends?
Are we more than friends?
Are you trying to get it?
What are we doing?
Are we in a relationship?
You're like a brother to me. I'm Cade King.
And I'm Andrew Valenzuela.
And welcome to Don't Be Gross. This is a dating and relationship advice podcast given by a couple of gay men.
Who are a couple.
And for all you listeners out there, we also film all of our episodes, so be sure to check out our YouTube, Don't Be Gross, so you can
hear us and see us at the same time.
At the same time. That's right. What are we?
Yeah.
A question we didn't really ask.
We didn't really. We just kind of went into it.
We went for it. Shall we go for it?
Let's
Celine
do it.
Celine Dion. we talked for like a month, and then we went on a date, and then we dated for like 3 weeks or so, and then we watched Rent Live together.
And just cried, and just like, wow, I just love love. And
love love. Will you be my boyfriend?
And then I wanted to say yes, because like, obviously, I just knew, you know, sometimes you know, but...
You said yes, technically.
I did, yes. I said yes. I'm like, yes, but ask me in a month.
Yes, because, and.
Because my sister and I have this pact where... We have to date someone for a month before you make it official.
Mm-hmm.
So I was honoring that, and he went along with it and agreed to do that.
Yeah. What's another week, I guess.
Yeah. So yes, he or did I ask you again?
Maybe you asked me. Yeah. Whatever it was, it happened. There was no question. No, it was very, it was organic.
But when do you think is the right time to make it official?
I think personally... And look, if you're asking what are we, then maybe it's not the relationship for you if you're, like, maybe. Ever questioning it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally, it's anywhere from, like, a month to 3 months, I think should be invested.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can learn a lot about someone, you know?
Yeah, especially like, 3 months, I feel like if you're not both on the same page after that, like...
Like, what's good?
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, does... dating have to be as hard as some people make it?
I mean, see, it's hard because, like, for us, everything just kind of fell into place, but I know that's not always how it is. But, I mean, should it be? I feel like
it should be simple. It's as hard as you make it.
Yeah, and, like, some people are harder to deal with than others, but the person isn't for you. If things just aren't coming together as they should be in the beginning stages of a relationship, I don't see the point in trying to prolong the inevitable, you know?
Sure. What would you say would be, personally, a deal breaker for you? And then we can talk about, like, what would be deal breakers maybe just in general in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's, like, your, like, personal, like, do you have, like, one?
I mean, definitely we have to enjoy eating the same kind of foods together.
So my deal breaker, sushi.
Right.
You have to like it. We have to go on sushi dates.
Yes.
I know it might seem silly, but like if your whole life and you're not able to share something that's like so important.
Sushi is so good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I feel like universal deal breakers could be like marriage.
Mm-hmm. Kids.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
What else are universal? What else are adult things? I think good deal breakers too could just be like, what are you doing with your life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you ambitious? Are you reaching towards goals? Are you gonna impact the other person in a healthy way? Mm-hmm. Are you going to, support them on their journey? And vice versa, are they gonna support you? Because I think it's important to have a mutual understanding of what the other person not only wants from the relationship, but from life.
Mm-hmm. So... do you think social circles should affect new relationships? Like,
I think friends are cruche.
Yeah.
I think friends are super cruche.
Comes from like a corporate background and the other one's like more like an artist. Do you think that could work together?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying like social circles of like friends liking the significant other.
No,
but we can talk about that in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's like coming backwards, I guess.
I think all walks of life can work together. I think opposites attract. I think we're very similar, but we're also very different, which makes it work. You know, we're both into performing and entertainment and, you know, work at the same place. But I think, too, we do have our differences that still make it interesting. Mm-hmm. I think if you're too similar, it can become boring.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing to, like, what are we talking about? But, like, when we have, I feel like, enough different views. Same, I feel like, moral, like, compass in general. Mm-hmm. But then different views in regards to a lot of... Not different views, but, like, different ways of looking at things and different ways of, like, doing things, I guess. Yeah, you know, you're very neat and I'm very not neat. But I was thinking... I was thinking you were more talking about, like, friends.
No.
I think, like, friends can be a deal breaker.
No, yeah.
Where, like, I think it's important for your friends to like your significant other. Mm-hmm. And I think if your friends aren't liking your significant other, there has to be a reason. There has to be a big reason. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, like... You're hearing all these things that maybe the person, your friend, that they're dating someone, and they're telling you, like, bad things already from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And you're like, danger, danger, abort. Like, what are you doing? Because, again, there's no comparison. There's no, you know, there's no right or wrong. But at the same time, if you're starting a relationship and it's already, like, a strug bus, like check in with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, know
what's going
on. Know what you want, and you're like, I don't want to be putting up with this. This is not it. This is not for me.
Yeah, you have to know your self-worth when it comes to dating, and even though, like, it is hard to find somebody, let me tell you.
Yeah. That meshes well. Because there's this whole, like, oh, you complete me. I don't think a person should complete someone.
You should
grow
together.
Yeah, you should.
And
you
build
should,
upon each other.
You should both be fairly
a person.
Whole.
You should be a person.
You should be a person, a functioning person. Yeah. And then the your significant other
compliments
you, brings you. Yeah, exactly. They raise you up. They help you. They support you. They're there for you. But also you're there for yourself, and you're checking in. I just think, again, going back to, you're checking in with yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important, you know?
Mm-hmm. So when is the right time to ask, what are we? If it arises.
I think for me, it's that kind of 1 month to 3 months. If nobody just organically brings it up, mm-hmm. I think, you know, what are we, like... what are we, I think, is just, like, a general question and overall, like, you know, bigger than both of us kind of, feeling. But I think it's more just, like, it's not just what are we, but it's, like, you know, it could start out differently. It'd be, like, I really like you. Like, I want to be committed to you, and I want to be your boyfriend. I want to be with you. So it can be more than just what are we. And I feel like if you're asking what are we, after such a prolonged period, after, like, both are 1 month or 1 to 3 months. You probably already know that, like, it's maybe not going anywhere.
Yeah, and, like, open communication, I feel like, could make it not as big of a thing if you are checking in with each other, like, hey, like, how are you feeling? Like, how is this connection forming for you? And, like, keeping an open dialogue throughout the dating process, and it's not just like, oh, we're, like, doing this thing that we both don't know what we're doing, but here we are, and, like, just scared. Like, there shouldn't be fear.
And I think for some people, you know, whether it be just in life in general, they're not ready, or they recently got out of a relationship, so maybe it's kind of like a rebound situation, or they're just still not over their ex. Don't need to talk about it. It really comes down to honesty, communication, and trust. And I think at the end of the day, like, when do you feel like it's the right time to stick with it or to walk away? Like, I have thoughts, but what do you feel like?
That's a big one.
Cause it's hard.
No, it is. Like, there is some gray area in this, but at the end of the day, if this person isn't helping to build you up, if they're not aligning with the trajectory that you're in and you're not willing to go into their trajectory, I feel like it's done at that point, and there's no use in trying to make it work if just things are just not coming together.
Yeah, I just feel like at the end of the day, if it's not working out for you and there are all these signs pointing to the get out and stop pursuing, you know, stop the presses, I just feel like that's it. Like, you have a gut feeling. Like, you should hopefully know that, like, this isn't, you know, for me. And with that said, though, there are some people that are totally down to, like, wait it out to see where it goes, to see what they are. Like, you know, maybe some people are like scared of commitment, so they're saying like, you know, I'm good with what we are. I, you know I want to be with you, but I don't know what that means, maybe it, as regards, in regards to like labeling. Mm-hmm. So maybe people just don't want to put a label on it. And that's, you know, that becomes kind of a gray area of like our 1 to 3 month like trajectory. Like there is no timeline, but I think too, it's just really up to the person and the people involved that like how long either that person or both of them are willing to wait and sacrifice. I think it's just the sacrifice of your time and energy and commitment. It's like, yeah. Because there's such a difference between compromise and sacrifice. Ooh, that's a good episode. We will talk about that. But, you know, just like briefly touching on it, it's just like, I think if you're sacrificing so much of you to give into the relationship and to try and make it work, like if you're having to like try and make it work, I don't think it's meant to be, just personally. Like, it should be easy. I know life in general can be complicated and things arise, but in general, I think relationships can be so easy, and especially in the beginning. Mm. In the beginning, it's like, yeah. You know, that honeymoon stage.
No, yeah, everything should just like, kind of be like rose glasses. I'm not saying like once you get to know one, it's coming off and looking
like,
at them.
Like, oh, the crazy person
that I've now gotten into. But if things are coming up this early in the game, where it's like, whoa, listen, I don't know, then it's a tough one for some people, for sure. But do you believe in giving someone the benefit of the doubt or waiting and giving them chance after chance?
I just think, you know, it's, I don't play sports, but, you know, it's 3 strikes you're out. I feel maybe, you know, everything happens in threes. Hmm. Comedy.
That's it.
That's it. No, but really, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 3 chances. Like, oh, like, they did this. It really, like, you know, made me upset. And, like, we discussed it, though, and worked through it. Oh, they did this. And we're talking early on. After so, you know, after maybe a year or so, and someone does something that upsets you, you know, you'll probably be, hopefully, a lot better, like, communicating and discussing mm-hmm. it. But I'm just talking early on, where you're already seeing, like, red flags. Another episode. But, you know, it's just like, it's a matter of what you're willing to sacrifice and put up with. But at the end of the day, relationships can be hard or they can be easy. And it's really up to you within yourself to decide what you want it to be. In the beginning, should be so fun.
And I know for some people, like, they're searching for someone. Because, you know, a long time of being single with no connection, like intimately with someone, it's hard. It's really hard. And once they finally find that spark, something, they latch onto it. Like, I'm guilty of this myself.
Yeah. I mean, my first serious, you know, relationship was directly before you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's hard, I think, when you are searching, and I feel like as if you're unaware of what you deserve, the love you deserve as a person, you're still maybe unaware of that. Like, I felt at so many times, like, unlovable because I felt like I was so, like, you know, dysfunctional and had so many, like, faults, you know? But I now, like, cherish those faults and, like, own them and, like, work on them. But sometimes, like, my faults are, like, my favorite parts about me. So I think it's just at the end of the day, it's, like, you know, a lot of the times it can feel like, oh, like, this is what I deserve. Which is, like, so, like, saddening and, like, hurts my heart, like, to think about people out there thinking, like, oh, I deserve this because I'm not a good person. Or, like, I deserve to be treated poorly because I'm, like, bad. Or whatever it is.
Right.
Where it's, like, everyone deserves love. Everyone deserves love, happiness, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, all of it. So I think at the end of the day, just, like, be kind, be loving, love yourself. Love yourself. When it comes to it, love yourself and know that the beginnings of a relationship should be fun, they should be easy, and they should be just carefree, and you're walking on sunshine, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, people sometimes say that the whole saying of, like, you can't love someone else if you don't love yourself is, like, dumb, because, like, everyone does deserve, like, yes, everyone does deserve love, but, like, if you can't love yourself, then it's so much harder to love someone else.
And here's my thing, I think like and love is so different,
mm-hmm.
where, like, I do love myself. I don't always like myself. Mm. And I feel like that's true with anyone. Like, towards other people too, not just within yourself. So I feel like, you know, it's important to always love yourself and work on yourself, but you can sometimes not like yourself, but that doesn't mean you're not deserving of love.
Yeah.
And the love that you get should be just so beautiful and amazing and nurturing and supportive and caring and just all the things.
All the things that are all great the things. And grand.
So, yeah, just put yourself out there, you know, love unconditionally.
Don't be afraid to ask for what you need.
And what you deserve.
What you deserve.
And
if the person isn't the one to give it to you,
thank you next.
Have the strength to walk away.
Thank you next.
It's hard. It's really hard because you don't want to, because so many people are afraid that if they let go of this one, that they are not going to find another one.
But which is, there's so many fish in the sea.
So many. Which is dumb to say because, like, it's.
But there's also a lot of trash.
Yeah, there's a lot of trash.
You know what else? There's a lot of fish in the sea, but you know what else there is? Trash. And, you know, just closing remarks, I just think really at the end of the day, you just have to know what's right for you and never give up on yourself. And
you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night.
Oh my god, all the things.
Like a firework.
Yeah. Well, anyways, as always, don't
be gross.
We did it.
We did it.
Good job.
Love ya. Gross.